another potential buyer's hesitation on whether it's going to be permitted or not.
Okay, so do we have anyone in the audience to speak for the application, the specific application? Anyone here that is opposed to the application that wants to speak? And we've been outside, right? Okay. So it's pretty straightforward. We've had many, like he mentioned, sandwiched in between his property. You've been before us in opposition, right? In past times?
2 years ago, I had a neighbor. Yeah. I was on the other side of the table then.
Yeah.
Totally
get it.
So times change. Things change over 2 years.
You look familiar, so I thought that was the case. So
I'm glad I made an impression.
Yes. So any comments for the applicant? Pretty straightforward what he's attempting to do. If not, anybody comfortable enough to make a motion for or against the application?
I'll make a motion for it.
Okay, we got a motion to approve the application. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Seminole?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Work with Scott.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I got it right there. All right. There you go. Yeah. Nope, we'll get you that copy of that decision right here. Okay, we find you. Okay. Yep. All right.
Thank you. Next, we've got Triple G Ranch LLC, 970 Shady Rapids Road, Walnut Shade. Walnut Shade is a popular road today.
Okay, we're to case number 2032. Triple G Ranch LLC, Dwanette Moore, seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit for nightly rental use on an approximate 300 square foot tiny home to be constructed on stilts located at 970 Shady Rapid Road. The tiny home will be a one-room studio apartment with a kitchenette, bed, and bathroom that will occupy a maximum of two people. The primary purpose of this project is to rent it on a nightly basis. Per the assessor's information, the parcel is approximately 3.3 acres in size with no structures on the property. Property will be served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater permitted through Taney County Environmental Services. The adjoining properties are 2 acre to 140 acre residential and agricultural parcels. This project received a total score of -1 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. So I'm zoomed out here quite a ways. This is the real sharp curve on 160. 176 goes north. Shady Rapids goes back to the east. I have the parcel highlighted. Does everybody have a feel where we are? Okay. Continuing a little closer in. This is the subject parcel. And of course, I have the staff recommendations for the special use nightly rental applications. That I would turn it over to the applicant.
Hello.
I got these like drawn out where I wanted to.
It is.
Sorry.
Okay.
So my name is Amber English, and I guess I'm supposed to give like a presentation of the project, and I wanted to start with the bit of background. I've lived in Walnut Shade my whole life. My family has also lived there. They purchased the Triple G Ranch back in 1981. We've been there for almost 40 years. And we have a 3-acre lot. It's actually a little less than 3 acres. the Beacon website says it's 3 acres, and then our survey said it was 2.35. But anyway, we've had this lot that we would like to use to produce income for our family, and my mom has several low-income housing options, mobile homes on the back part of our ranch, and then she also runs some in Branson, and she was looking at putting a few more on this lot to produce income for a family. And I had the idea of doing a Airbnb treehouse as a nightly rental, because I just thought that sounded like a lot of fun and a new kind of adventure to go on in like the business development world. And so in order to do that, we're doing like the planning and zoning, you have to have it rezoned for a commercial use because it's nightly rental. And I know that there are some concerns from the community, and I just wanted to, just present why we are wanting to do this project, give light to the community at this public hearing about our family, what we want to do with it, like dreams for it. And so it will be a 312 square feet, a tiny little really, really nice structure. We have an architect from Springfield who is designing it. And kind of the draw to this will be an Airbnb experience. It's becoming quite popular for, I guess, my generation. We want to stay at a spot that's not just a regular hotel. We want to have this experience. And so the experience will be just a really, really well-designed tiny house. One side of it is kind of like a glass wall so that you have this view of nature. You're kind of surrounded in the forest. It'll be higher-end clientele. We'll charge between $250 to $300 a night to stay there. It's a two-person maximum occupancy. No kids, no pets. We're really seeing it as a kind of like a retreat, romantic retreat to get away, unplug outside of the city. It's a really strangely shaped lot, and so what we are, we're wanting to put it right here at the back side of the property. The setbacks, I believe, are 10 feet from the back side of the property, and then we'll just have like a little walking trail that'll go right here. We'll have a parking area right here, and then a little small trail to get to the house. And just like little walking trails, it's lined right now by a barbed wire fence that I believe was put in by the Russell family. It's a four-wire barbed wire fence. And we had the boundary survey done, and that fence is on the boundary survey, so it's very clearly marked. I know that there were some concerns about trespassing and things like that, and I just thought, from a community standpoint, I feel like my family has run both monthly rentals and nightly rentals on our ranch, actually. When my grandma passed away, we turned her house into a vacation rental and ran it as an Airbnb. And we've also ran quite a few of the nightly rentals or the monthly rentals. And from my point of view, we've had much less trouble from a higher end clientele. Renting it on, even though it is a nightly basis, they just seem to really keep to themselves and not disturb. I think there were some concerns about hunting and things like that. We'll have a contract. And Airbnb is a website, for those of you who don't know. It's like a rating. When you approve the guests who are going to stay, and you rate them when they leave. And so the contract will say, there's absolutely no hunting, stay on the property within the designated area, etc. There were some concerns, I think, about septic because it's a rocky lot, and we are working with the county to put in appropriate septic. We're talking about either a drip system or possibly a Presby system. We've talked to John Sudi and Tom Trotter about both those options, and either one seem to be just fine. And let me see if I had anything else.
So does your family own the property around?
Oh, that was another concern. So my family owns, this property back here, and my mom owns this right here. And some of, I think the neighbors over here had some concerns about people accessing our ranch, and there will be no access to our ranch. This is going to be a separate deal. People who stay there are only going to be on that property. They won't even know that we own any other land. But I know that there was some concern around access to Bolt Creek and the bridge and things like that, but that won't ever be an issue. It's its own little, that's our family ranch and property. And yeah, so my family's ranch is right here, and then
how'd they get the 3.2 acres? I mean, the 1.3?
It was squared off the piece of property when the road was built. That's what it looked like to me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Been there for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the ranch, I didn't even know about it for the longest time because it's been vacant for, but we've never done anything with it.
That's what I figured happened.
Been sitting there.
Is there any public access to Bull Creek around there?
No.
No? That's one of, we've received a couple letters in opposition, and that's one of their concerns, that the nightly rentals would access private property to try to get Bull Creek.
This right here is private property, and they have signs, and I know they do have issues. We have issues with trespassers on our ranch, too, and we live all the way back here. We have a gate right there.
Yeah.
We have issues with hunters and trespassers all the time, so I understand that. It really does. I believe that's from people living in the community who know the lands and how to access places. I don't think that's any concern for someone who's just here for a few nights to stay and see friends and go away from them trying to roam and trespass. But I do understand that concern because my family's dealt with that a lot.
Is there anyone in the audience that is for the application, that wants to speak on behalf of the application? For the application? Let's go ahead and let them speak, and then we'll... Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Tess, and I live at 606 Staten Road, which is actually I rent from Amber's mom. It's right on the other side of the bridge down there. I have known the family for at least 15 years, and I just am actually here. I'm not going to talk very long to say they are an amazing family who does everything very, very well. And so they, when they're going to make sure they cross all their T's and dot all their I's to make sure that if there's concerns, they're going to be addressed, and they'll be addressed with excellence, and the everything they do really well. And I have six children, and I live back there, and so I could potentially be very concerned about it, but I'm actually excited because I think it's a great, if you have property and it's yours and they want to make income for their family, I think that's awesome. And so anyway, they're wonderful people, and I have the highest regard for them. So
okay, thank you.
Yep.
Sir, you want to speak for the application?
Yeah, just for building.
Okay.
So my name is Daniel Milliken, and I've been working with Amber and her family. Basically, I would be the general contractor for the project, and just kind of wanted to just real briefly say some of the similar things. This can be a very low impact project on the land, you know, very small, two people. So, I mean, it's, you're not increasing traffic, you know, significantly. And we're going through all the proper steps to do. I mean, the whole goal of this thing is to feel like it just grew out of the ground. You know, we're not coming in and bulldozing trees or changing the landscape. So just want to kind of make everywhere aware that we're trying to do everything, I guess, do the property justice and make just a neat little thing that really has very low impact on everything surrounding it. So, all right,
okay,
thank you.
Anyone else for the application? Anyone in the audience that is opposed to the application? So do you guys have an order to go, or... You want to go first?
My My name is Nathan Stover. I reside at 719 Shady Rapids Road since 2002.